Morning, ladies and gentlemen. Our first case for argument is Crop Life versus City of Madison. Mr. Ebner.
Good morning. May it please the court, I'm Lawrence Ebner, and I'm accompanied by co-counsel Ann Smith and Michael Hughes. The appellant's position is that the Wisconsin Pesticide Statute, Section 94.701, expressly preempts the city and county ordinances insofar as they regulate pesticide fertilizer combination products. The majority of products affected by the ordinances are weed and feed products, which indivisibly combine herbicide and fertilizer on each individual granule of product. Every weed and feed product must be registered as a pesticide product under FIFRA, the Federal Pesticide Statute. And before granting a registration, the U.S. EPA carefully reviews the product's entire composition, including its fertilizer ingredients, to ensure that the weed and feed product can be used safely by consumers and without harming the environment. Wisconsin, or any other state, has the authority.
Isn't it curious that we haven't heard from federal or state regulators of pesticides?
Well,
do you think they'd have a view about this preemption issue?
Well, I'm not sure that the federal EPA would have a view since we're raising a state preemption issue here.
You raised a federal one in the district court.
Yes, we did, Your Honor, and we're not pressing that on appeal. Nevertheless, we feel that the federal as well as state pesticide regulatory scheme, which is actually one comprehensive scheme, should inform the court's analysis of the state preemption issue. And the reason for that...
Why should you get out of the pesticide regulation just by mixing your pesticide with something else?
Oh, I don't think there's any intent to get out of the pesticide regulation.
Well, you don't want to be under it, right?
No, I don't believe that's true, Your Honor.
You want to be regulated by Madison?
No, we do not want to be...
Right, so you don't want to be.
No, we don't want to be regulated by... Right. Any ordinance because of the preemption provision.
Because your pesticide is mixed with something else.
Well, it's right? It's mixed with fertilizer on each individual granule because it's a unique dual-purpose product.
Right, but it's mixed. So why should you be able to get out from under the regulation just by mixing your pesticide with something else?
The reason, Your Honor, is because the entire product, including the fertilizer ingredient, is regulated as a pesticide product under Wisconsin law as well as under federal law. The fertilizer ingredient in the weed and feed product is regulated as an inert ingredient along with the herbicidal active ingredient. And as we explain in the briefs, EPA regulates the inert ingredients, and specifically phosphorus. It's put it on list 4B, which means that the federal EPA has determined that it's not harmful to the environment.
I want to clarify something here. As I understand it, you're objecting to the limitation by local government on the use of the weed and seed based because they're calling it a fertilizer and they're regulating fertilizer. Is that correct?
We're objecting to the local ordinance because the weed and feed product is regulated as a pesticide
That's
in
right.
its
I'm
entirety.
I'm coming the other way. You object to the fact that they're able to regulate you. You say they cannot.
They cannot regulate it.
Because it's preempted by the state law.
Correct.
And the state law, by the definitions that you've presented, defines this weed and seed and other combinations of a pesticide and a fertilizer as a pesticide.
Exactly
and
correct.
And it is preempted. Therefore, you're saying that the local government cannot regulate it. Because it is a pesticide.
That's precisely correct, Your Honor. And the reason for that, the reason that Wisconsin has a state preemption provision which expressly preempts local government regulation of pesticide products like weed and feed products is because the state legislature determined that two layers of regulation, federal and state, by expert agencies, the U.S. EPA and the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, is enough. in terms of regulation, and that local governments in Wisconsin should not be allowed to second-guess determinations made by the federal EPA or the state government.
Well, the city does, or the municipality doesn't object to the fact that it is preempted. They're just saying it is a fertilizer. They're saying it's not a pesticide. Because by their definition, that I guess it's vague enough where it it just includes a fertilizer and a combination of other things.
Well, their contention is that the fertilizer law in Wisconsin regulates the fertilizer component of the product, and therefore they argue the section 94.701 does not apply. But there are some major problems with that component theory. First of all, it implicitly concedes that Wisconsin cities and counties cannot regulate a weed and feed product because it indisputably is a pesticide product. And secondly, that component theory conflicts with the Wisconsin pesticide law because, like FIFRA, it regulates the entire product, including the fertilizer ingredient, as a pesticide product. The district court, in its opinion...
Well, so Madison objects to the phosphorus.
Correct.
Well, is the phosphorus part of the pesticide or part of the fertilizer or both or what?
The phosphorus is one of the fertilizer ingredients in the weed and feed pesticide product.
Why can't they if it's a fertilizer component, why can't the city regulate it?
It cannot regulate it because because of the state preemption provision, which says that a local government cannot prohibit the use of or otherwise regulate a pesticide product. And under Wisconsin law, as well as federal law, the entire product, including the ingredients, are pesticide products.
But it's a dual thing, right? Because the phosphorus is in every granule, so if you put this stuff on a lawn, the phosphorus is spread all over the lawn, even if the weeds are in one corner.
Well,
so this is presumably what the city doesn't like, that you. That instead of focusing the phosphorus on the weeds, you have it spread throughout the lawn, and that creates a pollution problem.
Well,
so is it clear that if the state or the federal government wants to deal with that particular problem, state can amend its law.
That's exactly correct.
Fertilizer, right?
Well, if the state felt that the phosphorus in a weed and feed product was harmful to the environment, to the local lakes in the state, it has the authority to ban the sale or use of weed and feed products in the state, but it has not made determination.
But it also, if it wants to allow you to spread this phosphorus all over the lawns, it can amend its law so that it regulates fertilizer as well as pesticides, right?
It could... Your Honor, but the point is that's a statewide determination, and the state is determined.
Your problem is not with the state.
Problem is not at all with the state.
The state
Our problem
you
is
say the state has preempted this whole and regulates it just as the feds do. Your objection is that the local government has taken is regulating an area that is preempted by the state. I understand
that's correct. That's correct, and we're here to ask the court to enforce
the state preemption
provision. The state
didn't say it regulates all the phosphorus, right? It said it regulates the pesticides. It says it preempts pesticide regulation, but it hasn't singled out phosphorus, right?
The state has not. The state regulates
the phosphorus is both a component of the fertilizer and a pesticide.
But, Your Honor, it's impossible to regulate just the fertilizer component of a weed and feed product without regulating the entire product.
Right, that's true. And that's the problem. But what is there to indicate that the state... that's why I'm puzzled why the state has not been invited to express its views. Also, you can comply with this law simply by manufacturing your product slightly differently and for Dane County, right? You leave out the phosphorus.
That's correct, and that's one of the...
Now, is that very expensive?
I believe it would be expensive, and it underscores...
I don't understand you. You believe it would be.
Well,
you're doing it, aren't you?
I believe that some companies
say
have...
believe. Is this in the record or not?
It is in the record.
That you are manufacturing this stuff without the phosphorus?
That some companies are doing that. And it underscores one of the problems
look,
here.
Look, answer my question.
Yes, it is in the record,
Your
Honor.
Is that expensive?
I don't believe the record indicates what the expense is. But Your Honor's question underscores one of the problems here, which is that the city and county...
You're involved in a cost-benefit analysis, you understand. Go ahead.
Pardon me?
You're involved in a cost-benefit analysis. Go ahead.
I think what it involves, Your Honor, is the tail wagging the dog. The city, by enacting this ordinance, can essentially take the federal and state pesticide regulatory scheme and turn it on its head.
That's a little dramatic because it looks like they have a legitimate concern with phosphorus because it's a pollutant. If they can, if you can keep the phosphorus out of your fertilizer, out of your weed and feed product at no cost, then why isn't everybody happy if the city is allowed to regulate?
Well, I don't think the record clearly reflects that it's either a pollutant or even a major contributor to the algae problem in the lakes. But the problem with it is that one city or one county, due to marketplace economics, marketplace realities, can cause a manufacturer to change its product.
But if that's a problem, you see, if that's a problem, you can go to the state authorities, state legislature, what have you, and tell them that their regulation is too narrow. It shouldn't be pesticide. It should include fertilizer, or it should include phosphorus.
And we contend that's exactly what the city and county should have done. They should have gone to the state and expressed their concerns about the phosphorus to the state. And the state, if it determined that phosphorus was a problem, could have banned or restricted the sterile use of these products. Instead, the local governments, in violation of the
why
state preemption provision...
Why should the city go to the state rather than you go to the state? What? I don't understand.
Because the state has not determined that phosphorus is a problem.
Nor has it decided that fertilizer is something that it regulates rather than leaving it to the cities.
Well, there is a Wisconsin fertilizer statute and Wisconsin fertilizer regulations, and they do not delegate.
Let me see if I can answer the question for you. You're very happy with what the state has done. There'd be no reason or occasion for you to go and ask for a change.
That's correct.
The people are unhappy with the state's program with the city of Madison, and they didn't go.
That's exactly correct.
Now you're into your rebuttal time, so you can do whatever you want.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Ebner. Ms. McKenzie?
Good morning. Counsel was incorrect when he said that it is impossible to regulate the fertilizer component of this weed and feed product separately. In fact, in the record, the appellants have conceded that it certainly is possible to regulate the two components before they are combined in the manufacturing process.
How do they regulate it beforehand? By just, obviously, you can't just dump phosphorus based on the local ordinance.
Right. What the local ordinances say is don't combine your pesticide, which we concede we can't regulate, with a fertilizer component that contains phosphorus.
Well, I guess my question is on this, the definition of pesticide, which seems to talk about, and I know there's regulations and there's state law, and maybe I've got them scrambled a little bit, but everything I've seen does seem to indicate that a combination of a pesticide and fertilizer is, in fact, a pesticide that is regulated by the state and therefore preempted.
Well, that's not entirely true. In our state statutory scheme, there are parallel provisions for regulations of pesticides and fertilizers. And in the regulations, and I might note this is important, not in the statute that defines pesticides, but in the underlying regulations is where you find this definition that says that a pesticide fertilizer mix is treated as a pesticide for purposes of pesticide regulation. If you look at the parallel statutory scheme governing fertilizers, there's a definition in the statute, not in the regulation, that defines pesticide fertilizer mixes as fertilizers.
You know, I didn't find that.
Yep, it is at...
Where is it referenced in your brief?
It's, well, in my brief, I can't give you a page number, but I can give you the statutory section,
okay,
which is 94.64 sub 1 sub L.
What, could you repeat that?
94.64 is the definition section. If you look at sub E, it's the fertilizer definition, and if you look at sub 1 sub L, it's the mixed definition. Under Wisconsin...
Are you saying the statute defines weed and feed as a fertilizer?
That's correct, for purposes of fertilizer regulation.
So now, what is the phosphorus? Is that a pesticide or a...
Phosphorus is a fertilizer.
Phosphorus, I see.
And the municipalities, county, and city treat it, are regulating it because it acts as a fertilizer.
It's not part of the pesticide?
Absolutely not.
Pesticidal?
No, what it does is it contributes to algal growth in our lakes, and I heard some discussion in regard to why the state wasn't involved in this. Well, Dane County, Wisconsin is a very unique part of the state of Wisconsin. We have five lakes, and our water system is very sensitive.
I thought the entire state of Wisconsin was a series of lakes.
Up north, that's true, but we have many agricultural areas that don't contain water, significant waterways at all, certainly not lakes. We have a lot of flatlands there.
Mm.
And so in terms of overriding state purpose to regulate fertilizers, there really is a difference, a geographical difference and topographical differences in our state, which is probably, I would assume, why the legislature left the regulation of fertilizer to the municipalities, because there are these differences.
I'm having a problem here. I'm going to 94.64 parentheses E.
Right.
And then you referred to as an E1.
One sub E is the site I have here.
All I have, it doesn't stop. It doesn't.
Is 94.64 the definition section?
Yeah. And it does, I don't have a sub 1.
Okay, so then it's sub E. I probably in making my notes.
I've got an L where it talks about mixed fertilizer.
Right.
And it doesn't say anything about pesticide.
It talks about fertilizer, pesticide, any mixture, correct?
No, it doesn't say pesticide.
It does not.
That's what's bothering me. Because
okay.
In the other definition, when you go to pesticide, and it does talk about this weed and seed, this combination. Now, you may say, well, it goes to a regulation, and maybe that's... But this does confuse me. I really do wish that the legislature and the state Supreme Court did all this. But anyway, this is what we're stuck with.
So well, it's our...
I don't see pesticide anywhere in the fertilizer deposition.
Let me then definition. Go to the actual ordinance, because in the ordinance, the county ordinance refers to the state definition, and I do recall seeing in those state definitions read together sub E and sub L, that they do incorporate all of mixed products.
Fertilizer material that contains impurities incident to normal manufacturing processing operations. That fertilizer material is not a mixed fertilizer result of the presence of such impurities unless the impurities are claimed plant nutrient. And it goes on and on about fertilizers. Fertilizer includes fertilizer materials, mixed fertilizers. That's not
right.
Mixed with something else. It's mixed fertilizers, different types of fertilizers. Custom mixed fertilizers, non-agricultural fertilizers, and all other fertilizers are mixtures of fertilizers, regardless of the form.
Okay.
That's all it says.
All right.
It doesn't say pesticides.
It may be in the underlying regulations, but I can tell you that
underlying regulations go only to pesticides, as I find it.
Right. There are in the brief in the section defining Wisconsin's statutory scheme. We also refer to the underlying regulations. And, in fact, there are regulations that are separate, that refer separately
to... Well, your opponent defines, on page 5 of his brief, quotes the statute, not the subsection, 1L, as defined in mixed fertilizer as any combination of a fertilizer material and any other substance. Is that what you're looking
right.
for?
Right, exactly. And if I could get back to the ordinance, the city ordinance...
The ordinance doesn't really bear that much on the preemption question, right?
Well, the definition in the ordinance, it clearly covers...
We care about whether the statute forbids the ordinance.
I understand what you're saying. I think getting back to the critical question here, there's one dispositive fact, and that fact is that as conceded, it is possible for us to regulate these substances separately.
I think that's disagreement with that.
And
you
given
can have
that
a separate
we have
substance.
These, right, and
in
given
other
that
words,
we
you don't have a, you can do something other than a weed and seed.
Right, and given that we have these parallel statutory schemes, and given that certainly our goal in construing our statutory scheme is to give effect to both to all of our statutes and not to render any of them extraneous or absurd, I think the conclusion that has to be reached is we have these two statutory schemes. One regulates pesticide. One regulates fertilizer.
The state only preempts one of them.
And they only preempt the pesticide regulation. You can regulate fertilizer separately. They have conceded that we can do it. We are doing it.
As long as it's only fertilizer. And that's why I go to this regulation. Pesticide has the meaning given in 9467, which is one you just referred to. Pesticide includes a fertilizer-pesticide combination. And a pesticide additive combination.
94.
That's what it says.
Yeah. Correct. That's correct. Yeah. But I think we're getting confused here. If you're regulating this product after it's been combined, you know, I would concede you're regulating a pesticide. But the fact is,
you don't want it combined.
You don't have to combine it.
Well,
you can regulate.
Well, that's a different product, isn't it? If you buy a grass fertilizer that includes a dandelion killer. That's, I guess, a weed and seed, isn't it?
Right.
And you're saying you should only be able to buy in Madison something that fertilizes the grass and leaves the dandelions alone.
Oh, no. You can put a pesticide and a fertilizer together as long as you put the fertilizer part does not contain phosphorus.
Right.
And that's what they're doing right now. So it's a temporal issue.
It sounds to me, though, that that's what the state legislature, everybody could cure that in a minute.
The state legislature.
And you're asking us to cure it.
Except for the fact that I think that fertilizer regulation in our state is something that is left purposely to the locations because of the fact that, for example, in Madison, we have these five beautiful lakes that need to be protected, whereas this regulation may not be so necessary in our flat agricultural areas or areas where there aren't sensitive waterways. For example, the state of Minnesota has done it on a statewide basis because, as you said, there are lakes everywhere there. Right, and so they have regulated this, and I would note that it's not been challenged there.
Well, that's where it ought to be regulated, though.
Yeah.
And it seems to me that whatever the Wisconsin legislature does, that's the whole issue is this preemption. And I use this definition here because it does say specifically pesticide includes a fertilizer-pesticide combination. Now, you may say, well, that's not a regulation or cut somewhere else. And I admit these things kind of zigzag.
Well, right. But I think if we look at the whole scheme, and I apologize for not having it all laid out here in front of me because there are a lot of different levels of definition. But I think the bottom line is there is a definition in the pesticide regulations that says for purposes of regulating pesticides, this combined product is a pesticide. And there is, and though I can't cite it, a definition in the fertilizer statute and regulations that says for purposes of fertilizer regulation, this combined product...
I think what you're saying is that... mixing doesn't affect either the state's authority over pesticides or the local authority over fertilizer.
Precisely.
And that's what the statute perhaps clumsily is trying to make sure that people don't get out of either regulatory scheme by mixing two things that are regulated at different levels together. Isn't
correct.
That what
yes, and taking this at you know as far as you can take it, you could, if for example we found some fertilizer product to be toxic, a regulation of that toxic product could be avoided by simply putting it together with a pesticide. And I also would note that there is a big difference between pesticides and fertilizers. A pesticide is regulated as a toxic product. Council was incorrect that the fertilizer portion is regulated by FIFRA. It is not. It is classified by FIFRA. But, for example, of the 1,200 inert ingredients that are combined with pesticides on the federal level, half of them are food products. Now, you know those food products are being separately regulated by the FDA and maybe the other inert ingredients.
Not by Madison.
Not by Madison. That's true. But it brings to light the fact that you don't have regulation of these fertilizers, and the federal government and FIFRA didn't intend to regulate fertilizers.
Well, you fertilizers. Can make, I think, perhaps a sound argument against preemption. But the state does have a preemption law, and that is basically what I'm sort of focused on here.
Right.
And I think that's what your opponent's focused on. You don't think they should be, even if they clearly define pesticide as being a pesticide-fertilizer combination under the definition of preemption, where it's preempted.
Right.
You say, well, that combination, that's just a way to get around it. And that may well be, but if you're going to preempt and define it that way, then they're going to have to cure it at the state level.
Well, I go back to, for purposes of pesticide regulation, it's preempted. And there's clear language in the regulation that says that, and there's a case.
But they define it as a pesticide. That's it goes full circle.
Well, for purposes of pesticide, of regulating that pesticide component. Remember, you
it's
have
not
a choice
a component.
Here.
They say a pesticide includes a fertilizer-pesticide combination.
Right, but for purposes of regulating the pesticide.
That's
whereas
how
on the fertilizer statute, if you look there, it says for purposes of regulating the fertilizer component. So therefore, we accomplish the purpose of regulating both fairly, accomplish the purposes of our statutes, which are to regulate both separately.
You say it's a pesticide if the state wants to regulate it because it's concerned about these toxic things that are used in pesticide.
Right.
And it's a fertilizer if the city wants to regulate it because of something in the fertilizer part that isn't a pesticide. But if the city didn't like the fact that there was some pesticide mixed in the fertilizer, it couldn't do anything.
Couldn't touch the pesticide.
See, what confused me, I thought phosphorus was a pesticide. But you're saying
no.
It's just a pollutant. It's not.
It's a fertilizer.
It's not of interest to the state. That's what you're saying.
It's of interest to Dane County, Wisconsin, because it is promoting algal growth in our lake systems there. And that is why we have a unique interest in regulating phosphorus to our state.
Okay, well, thank you, Mr. McKenzie. Mr. Ebner?
Our reading of the state fertilizer and pesticide laws is very different than
no,
the cities
it isn't,
and counties.
Because I was quoting your brief when you defined where you quoted fertilizer, the purposes of fertilizer regulation includes any other substance.
Well, that's correct, but
why
it is.
Why doesn't it make perfectly good sense to say if there's some fertilizer component like phosphorus, which isn't a pesticide, then the city can regulate it, and if there's some pesticide element which has fertilizer mixed in with it, well, the state can regulate it, right? So then
I would
have a regulatory gap.
I would respectfully suggest that that's a decision for the state legislature to make.
That's why they have these overlapping definitions that Judge Mannion was pointing to. This mixed thing is both a pesticide and a fertilizer, depending
yes.
on what you're interested in. So if the regulatory concern is the pesticide component of the mixed thing, then the state regulates exclusively. And if it's just a fertilizer component without pesticidal implications, then the city regulates.
Because there's
that perfectly clear.
Because there's no exception in.
Not only is it perfectly clear, what earthly reason could there be for saying that the state, because it's interested in pesticides, prevents Madison from regulating something which is unrelated to pesticides?
Because it is direct. It's directly related, because you cannot regulate the fertilizer
component. Well, of course you can. You said it, right? That's what they're doing. So in Dane County, because they don't like the phosphorus, you still sell your pesticide and so on, all you want. You just can't have the phosphorus in there, because that's fertilizer.
And that's a regulation
of
the entire weed and feed product, Your Honor.
What's the problem?
The problem is that it is necessarily a regulation.
So what?
Not just of the component, because it directly violates the express preemption provision.
It's not like Madison is saying, we hate pesticides. We think the state and the federal government are too liberal about pesticides. We love weeds. We want to protect dandelions. We don't want killing dandelions. If they said that, of course, would be violating the preemption scheme. But as long as they focus on phosphorus, which has no pesticidal dimension, how are they invading state?
Because it does have a pesticidal dimension, because it's regulated as an inert ingredient.
Sure,
it's a carrier.
But you can split it apart, right?
No, Your Honor. It is physically impossible.
That's what you've been doing. The fertilizer you're now selling in Dane County doesn't contain phosphorus. So you're complying with state pesticide regulation, local fertilizer regulation. Now, if you couldn't split these apart because of cost reasons, then you'd have a better case, but you didn't put any evidence.
It's not a matter of physically splitting it apart. It's a matter of the city and the county forcing some manufacturers to reformulate their products to eliminate the phosphorus.
Sure, but if
and
it
that
doesn't
is a
cost anything, so what?
You know,
well,
it's a fight you're not going to win with him. You got to wrap it up.
I see that my time is up, but I don't think it follows that it doesn't cost anything.
I have just one question, because I want to follow up on Judge Posner. When I read this fertilizer pesticide combination and a pesticide additive combination under the definition, if to that you add phosphorus, does that take it out of that definition?
No, it doesn't.
Well, because it's more than what is in here in this definition. It's possible that if you just have pesticide and fertilizer, it's preempted. But if you add phosphorus, would that change the definition or take it outside of
this
definition?
No, because the definition of fertilizer includes the phosphorus as one type of fertilizer.
I didn't see that part.
And it's under the definition of the plant nutrients in the state fertilizer statute and also the Department of Agriculture fertilizer regulations. And if I can just refer, Your Honor, to a regulation that was not cited by counsel, it is ATCP 29.
Is this in your brief?
It is, Your Honor.
And what is the citation?
It's ATCP 29.
18?
I'm sorry, let me correct myself. 18. ATCP, which is the ATCP, Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection Regulation 40.02(11). That is a state fertilizer regulation that became effective on October 1st of this year, and it expressly indicates in a note that weed and feed products fall within the definition of fertilizer. So when the ordinance regulates fertilizer, by definition, it is regulating the weed and feed product, which is a direct violation.
It's not pesticide, then, is it?
Excuse me?
If it's regulated by fertilizer, it's not a pesticide, then.
Well, it is. They are regulating a product which is regulated as a pesticide product under the pesticide law, which is why preemption provision applies.
It was adopted in October, and your brief was filed in September. I don't understand.
Our reply brief, I believe.
Your reply brief doesn't cite it in its table of authorities. I don't want to be pedantic. If it's there somewhere, we'll dig it out.
I believe it is cited, Your Honor, and we can refer the court to it.
Okay, well, that's fine. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
The only thing I would like to say is that the city and county theory is based on a fiction. And the fiction is that you can just regulate the component without regulating the product. It's as if they enacted a ban on sugar in soft drinks and then claimed that they were only regulating the syrup. It's impossible to regulate a component of a weed and feed product, any component, fertilizer or pesticide, without regulating
except
the product
itself.
They've
done it.
Excuse me?
Never mind.
Thank you very much.
Okay, well, thank you to both counsel.